congregation please rise in our entrance hymn, processional hymn, is hymn number 627, 627, O Gateful of Grace. We are not singing all eight verses, no. We're singing verses 1 through 4 in the musical notation, and then verse 4 on the second page, because it has to do with the bulletin cover, okay? So verses 1 through 4, and then do the very last verse, 4 again, on the second page. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Jesus the Christ, our Lord. Amen. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all. O most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done, and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus the Christ was given to die for us. And for his sake, God forgives us all of our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I invite you to rise with the invocation, the Kyrie, and the hymn of praise. The Kyrie, we responsibly speak with to one another. The grace of our Lord Jesus the Christ, the love of God, the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen.
Our hymn of praise this day is hymn number 876, verses 1 and 2 only at this time. Hymn 876, verses 1 and 2.
Morning. The first reading is from Jeremiah in the Old Testament, chapter 28, verses 5 to 9. And it's going to be important today that we read that little paragraph, or you will not understand this, because I read it without reading the paragraph, and I'm going, wait a minute. So the little paragraph. Through symbolic action, Jeremiah insisted that Judah and all the surrounding nations should submit to the king of Babylon, from Jeremiah chapter 27. Hananiah contradicted the word of Jeremiah, who in reply insisted that Hananiah's rosy prediction should not be believed until it came true. God confirmed the word of Jeremiah and sentenced the false prophet Hananiah to death. Okay, you got the players in this? Verse 5. Then the prophet Jeremiah spoke to the prophet Hananiah in the presence of the priests and all the people who were standing in the house of the Lord. And the prophet Jeremiah said, Amen. May the Lord do so. May the Lord fulfill the words that you have prophesied and bring back to this place from Babylon the vessels of the house of the Lord and all the exiles. But listen now to this word that I speak in your hearing and in the hearing of all the people. The prophets who preceded you and me from ancient times prophesied war, famine, and pestilence against many countries and great kingdoms. As for the prophets who prophesied peace, when the words of that prophet comes true, then it will be known that the Lord has truly sent the prophet. The word of the Lord. The psalm today is Psalm 89, verses 1 through 9 and 14 through 18. I will read the light portion if you could read the bold. I will sing of your steadfast love, O Lord, forever.
With my mouth I will proclaim your faithfulness to all generations.
I declare that your steadfast love is established forever. You said, I have made a covenant with my chosen one. I have sworn to my servant David.
I will establish your descendants forever and build your throne for all generations.
Let the heavens praise your wonders, O Lord.
Your faithfulness in the assembly of the Holy One.
For who in the skies can be compared to the Lord? A God feared in the council of the holy ones.
Great and awesome above all that are around God.
O Lord, God of hosts, who is as mighty as you, O Lord?
Your faithfulness surrounds you.
You rule the raging of the sea.
When its waves rise, you still them.
Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Happy are the people who know the festal shout.
Who walk the Lord in the light of your countenance.
They exult in your name all day long and extol your righteousness.
You are the glory of your strength. By your favor, your horn is exalted.
For our shield belongs to the Lord.
Our King to the Holy One of Israel.
The word of the Lord.
Thanks.
The New Testament reading is from Romans chapter 6, verses 12 through 23. Therefore, do not let sin exercise dominion in your mortal bodies to make you obey their passions. No longer present your members to sin as instruments of wickedness, but present yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and present your members to God as instruments of righteousness. For sin will have no dominion over you, since you are not under law, but under grace. What then? Should we sin because we are not under law, but under grace? By no means. Do you not know that if you present yourselves to anyone as obedient slaves, you are slaves of the one whom you obey, either of sin, which leads to death, or of obedience, which leads to righteousness. But thanks be to God that you, having once been slaves of sin, have become obedient from the heart to the form of teaching to which you were entrusted, and that you, having been set free from sin, have become slaves of righteousness. I am speaking in human terms because of your natural limitations. But just as you once presented your members as slaves to impurity and greater iniquity, so now present your members as slaves to righteousness for sanctification. When you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. So what advantage did you then get from the things of which you now are ashamed? The end of those things is death. But now that you have been freed from sin and enslaved to God, the advantage you get is sanctification. The end is new life. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is new life in the Christ Jesus our Lord. The word of the Lord.
Gospel for today, the fifth Sunday after Pentecost, is from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 10th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus speaks to his disciples and followers, saying, "Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Whoever welcomes a prophet in the name of a prophet will receive a prophet's reward, and whoever welcomes a righteous person in the name of a righteous person will receive the reward of the righteous. And whoever gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones in the name of a disciple, amen, I tell you, none of these will lose their reward." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. The text for today's sermon is from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 10th chapter. Let us pray in preparation for the sermon at this time. Lord, now let the meditation of each heart and the words I'm about to speak be acceptable in your sight, you who are our strength, our sustainer, and our redeemer. Amen. Folk tales often use hyperbole to make a point. In these two stories that I'm going to share with you, the radical act of the host tells how important the act of hospitality and welcoming is in the Near Eastern world. Two old folk tales from long, long ago. Once upon a time, in a country far away, there was a people who honored fine horses and hospitality above everything else. There was a man who owned the most beautiful thoroughbred stallion in all the land. It was coveted by all his neighbors. Seldom did a day pass when he was not made a generous offer for the high-spirited, beautiful animal. No matter what price he was offered, he refused. Among those who desired the animal was his friend, or a horse dealer. Though the dealer made many generous offers, they were always politely refused. One day, hearing that the horse's owner had fallen on hard times, the dealer decided to visit. He said, "If I make a generous offer now, I will gain the horse, and my friend's fortune will be restored." As was the custom in that country, the two men ate before any business was transacted. A meal was presented, and the two men ate their fill. Finally, it came for the horse dealer to make his offer. The owner listened carefully before he replied, "It is no longer possible for me to sell you the horse, since I have nothing at last to serve. We had to kill the horse, thus discharging my obligation as host and welcoming you into my home." Though he was deeply disappointed, the horse dealer understood. Hospitality and welcoming were even more important than horses, business, and money. Second folktale. The tent of Abraham and Sarah was constantly open to strangers, for they both knew that hospitality was a gift, and that it came directly from God. One day, Abraham invited an old man to join him for a meal. When they finished eating, the old man thanked his host for their fine gift. "You need not thank me," Abraham assured him. "Whatever I have given you comes from God, the God of the world and creation. Thank God instead." "Why would I bother to thank your God when I have my own?" the old man said, searching into his backpack. He drew out a wooden idol and set it on the floor of the tent. "This is the God who I intend to thank for taking care of me." Abraham was furious. "How dare you worship a God made with hands, an idol," he shouted. He seized the man and threw him out of the tent. "I'm sorry that I ever wasted my hospitality and food on you," Abraham shouted. Before the old man was out of sight, Abraham heard a voice calling his name. "Yes, Lord," the patriarch answered. "For 80 years, I have protected and cared for that old man that you just threw out of your tent. All this time, though, he has given credit to his wooden idol. I have continued to claim him as my own, however. Although he knows no better, Abraham, you do know better. Now go. Find the old man and bring him back. Make him welcome. You are to serve even those who you do not understand. You are to serve those who do not understand that there is one but one God." And Abraham once again obeyed God and did what God said. The end. This past week, I have been called to do the same thing Abraham is called to do. I and my wife, Sarah, surprise, didn't make a meal, but we were called to serve those who came to our door and asked for help. I was humbled in many ways, more than I can even share here. I can share them with you maybe at coffee hour, if you ask. But twice this week, I was asked to do exactly what these two folk tales tell us to do. To care for one another and to welcome the stranger or the one who's disenfranchised. The folk tales speak for themselves, and I have nothing more to add to them other than I have been shown by God the humility that was shown to Abraham. And before you, I thank God that indeed not only are the strangers and those who are disenfranchised welcome, but that he even welcomes the guy in the pulpit into the fold and into love. Jesus said to his disciples and followers, "Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me." Amen.
Thank you.
Creed found on page 105 in the front of the hymnal, and for the prayers of the church. We confess our faith in the same words of the Apostles' Creed found on page 105. God has made us the people of God through our baptism into Christ, living together in trust and in hope. We confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended to heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Today, in the prayers of the church, remember in the church our bishops Elizabeth Eaton and Megan Manlove, who began 2 days ago her bishopric in our synod. So we pray for Megan Manlove also. We pray for our mission partner ministry this whole month of July, before, during, and after St. John's Vacation Bible School program. We pray for the students, the staff, teachers, parents, and families. Nationally and around the world, we pray for the war in Ukraine, the war in Sudan, and this week we pray for all firefighters, law enforcement officers, EMTs, and first responders to crisis of hopefully there'll be none. A prayer of joy, thanksgiving, and celebration. We celebrate the 247th Independence Day of our nation this 4th of July on Tuesday. We celebrate with and celebrate the presence of all guests and travelers with us this day. And we pray that all travelers' homecomings are safe and happy ones. And then due to death this past week, remember Monica Bethke, who died on Thursday. Her funeral mass will be Thursday morning, this coming Thursday, at 11 a.m., Father Bruno at St. Mary's Roman Catholic Chapel here in American Falls. The funeral dinner will be here at St. John's Lutheran Church in American Falls, Idaho, at roughly 12:45 or 1 o'clock p.m. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, for the church, for all of God's creation, for all people who are in need. Almighty God, we pray for the church, for wisdom to heed the voices of prophets, politicians, and people in our midst who cast a vision of God's promised future, for courage to welcome people whom society rejects, for resolve to serve all in need. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Creator God, we pray for the earth and all creation, for all rivers, lakes, oceans, seas, and streams, for lands experiencing scorching heat, drought, or wildfires, especially our neighbors in Canada, for conservation organizations, environmental activists who care for your creation and fight for it. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Sovereign God, Prince of Peace, we pray for the nations of the world, for worldwide, national, and statewide elected leaders, we pray. For judges, juries, district attorneys, and public defenders, we pray. For military personnel, law enforcement officers, and those who guide us in ways of freedom that promote the common good and life, we pray. Stop the efforts of those who sow chaos and terror, and guide those working to bring peace and reconciliation. Take from us all hatred, fear, evil, violence, and war. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Almighty God, as we gather together this week to celebrate the 247th year of the independence of this nation, we give you thanks for our freedoms fought by those on the battlefield and off of them. We pray that all people in these 50 states, this democratic republic, may enjoy the freedoms of this nation, and that there is liberty and justice for all. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Merciful God, we pray for all those in need. Comfort your people and bring healing to all who are suffering in body, mind, or spirit, especially those we lift up before you. Your steadfast love, grace, and mercy endures forever. Be with those who look to you for hope and healing. Give patience to those waiting for answers. Grant hope to those who have reached the limits of treatment. Give compassionate hearts to those who accompany loved ones through illness and uncertainty. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord God, we pray for this congregation. We give you thanks for St. John's Lutheran Church. Thank you for our youth, our families, and all those providing for our Vacation Bible School program this year. Thank you for all those in this congregation, members, who welcome the stranger. Fill us anew with your spirit, your joy, your love, your new life, and your hope. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord of life, we pray for all those who have died. We especially give you thanks for all those who now rest in you. Today we lift up Monica. Give us calm and peaceful hearts. Be with us in our grief and our sorrow. Be with us in our joy and our celebration for their lives, the lives of those whom we love. Turn our mourning into the joy and new life and hope in you. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Almighty God, you know our prayers even before we pray them. We look to you in hope and trust, peace and joy, knowing that you will do far more for us than we can ever ask or imagine. All these things, whatever else you see that we need, grant us, Father, for the sake of your own Son, Jesus the Christ, who died and rose again and now lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And also with you.
You may be seated.
Good morning. Welcome to worship at St. John's Lutheran Church, American Falls, Idaho, this morning. Today in the church year is the fifth Sunday after Pentecost. Especially welcome to all of you who are visiting here with us today in person and to those who are worshiping with us by listening to the radio station or the internet broadcast. Happy birthday today to Brian Rast. Happy birthday this week to Christopher Holt Grover, David Rupp, and Joseph Gallegos. A special congregation meeting will take place the following worship next Sunday, July 9th. This is a special congregational meeting and vote to adjust the church council board from 12 to 10 members. Please plan on staying after worship for a few minutes so this can be voted on. St. John's Vacation Bible School 2023 Hero Hotline Called Together to Serve God will be held Monday through Friday, July 10th through the 14th, from 9 to 11:30 each day. See the announcement in the worship bulletin. Are there any other announcements not found in the bulletin or corrections or additions to this? I invite the community assistants and acolytes to come forward at this time to prepare for the Holy Communion. Our offertory hymn is hymn number 182, Let the Vineyards Be Fruitful, Lord. We will sing it now as our offertory hymn in preparation for Holy Communion.
Thank you.
nourish your whole creation. Turn our hearts toward those who hunger in any way, that all may know of your care, your grace, and your mercy. And prepare us now to feast on the bread of life, Jesus the Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. I invite you to rise with a great thanksgiving in preparation for communion, found on page 144 in the front of the hymnal. We responsibly speak the great thanksgiving, and we sing the Holy, Holy, and the Lamb of God. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. We lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right and salutary, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, almighty and merciful God, through our Savior, Jesus the Christ, who on this day overcame death in the grave and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Lord, remember us in your kingdom always, and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and glory forever and ever. Amen. We remain standing to prepare for the Eucharist by singing the hymn, Lamb of God, found on page 146 in the front of the hymn.
Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy. the naval hymn and everything else? Well, we had it in spades today. Thank you. So take that home to your mother and your mother-in-law. Yay, Maryland. It feels like the 4th of July. Please rise for the blessing, the prayer, and the post-communion canticle, hymn 208, the blessing for. Now may the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen.
Hymn number 208. Hymn number 807, Come Thou Font of Every Blessing, hymn 807.